Former President Bill Clinton was in the news again this week, and it didn't take much. By merely opening his new office in Harlem, Clinton generated the kind of crowds and attention that out-of-office presidents rarely get. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on why Bill Clinton continues to attract the spotlight.
This week, the comeback kid came back again. There was a big rally in Harlem to celebrate the opening of his new office, complete with live music, a big rope line for him to work, and a speech delivered with all of Bill Clinton's familiar campaign cadences.
Employment cut in half, welfare cut in half, record amounts of investment in new police on the street, new housing, new transportation. I think I kept my word to Harlem.
It sounded as if Clinton was still the president, or at least still running for something. The event got front page coverage in the national newspapers. The cable networks all covered it live. George W. Bush, the current president, was giving a speech at the same time to a group of black law enforcement executives. For a while, CNN carried both presidents on a split screen, but then they cut away to Clinton.
The news value of the president's speech was not as great, in our view, as the news value of Bill Clinton's speech.
Frank Sesno is CNN's Washington bureau chief. CNN carries President Bush's speeches live all the time. But on this day, Bill Clinton was the bigger story, not because of anything he was saying or doing, but simply because he was giving his first public speech in 6 months.
I think we're still digesting what the Clinton presidency was all about, what happened, and the shortcomings, trying to figure out what this most puzzling of public servants is going to do with the rest of his life, and how he's going to digest his legacy and try to steer it now. So I do think that there is interest and even fascination in Bill Clinton.
My own feeling is that we cannot get enough of Bill Clinton because you can't open a show like this, as he did in Harlem this week, and create that fanfare if there isn't an audience for it.
Frank Rich is a New York Times columnist who writes about the intersection of politics and culture. 6 months after he left office in a cloud of controversy over White House furniture and pardons, the former president is still great box office because there is so much drama and suspense to the Clinton story. Will there be more embarrassments? Will he decide to take a pot shot at President Bush? David Brooks is the senior editor at the conservative Weekly Standard magazine. He says part of the draw is Clinton's personality.
Bill Clinton is the first president since Teddy Roosevelt whose personality overshadowed the presidency. During the Cold War and during the World Wars, the presidency was such a big, important job that anybody who occupied the office just sort of was president. But in the post-Cold War world, the presidency has shrunk. But Bill Clinton was so big, he made it seem important. His personality just sort of spilled out all over the office like this grand narcissus.
For better or for worse, Brooks says, Bill Clinton kept the public interested in the presidency. George W. Bush has a completely different style. He's comfortable generating fewer headlines, and indeed, President Bush received less press coverage, in print or on television, than Clinton did in his first months in office. Frank Rich.
I think it's also an indication of a kind of vacuum in star power in Washington, D.C. these days. Whatever one thinks of George W. Bush's policies, he's so far proved a non-starter as a media performer, which, like it or not, is part of the job of being president in modern America.
Few longtime Clinton watchers believe that the former president can stand to be out of the spotlight for long, but according to his friends and advisors, there may not be another big installment of the Clinton story anytime soon. Terry McAuliffe, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, insists that Clinton has no plans to enter the debate on domestic policies. Instead, McAuliffe says, he will fill the role of elder statesman, traveling abroad, writing his memoirs, and talking about issues like AIDS and race relations.
He's done a very good job this 6 months in restraining himself, not being engaged on the debate. When the new administration came in, tried to overturn a lot of the policies of his presidency. Just didn't get into it. He knows he shouldn't get into it.
If he did, said a former Clinton White House official, he knows it would be bad for his own reputation, bad for the Democratic Party, and good for the Republicans. While Bill Clinton will not become a public spokesman for his party, he will continue to raise money for the Democrats and offer them advice about dealing with President Bush in private. Recently, he had breakfast with a group of freshman Democrats, including Adam Schiff of California.
He certainly is the best political consultant out there. He has lived, eaten, and breathed these issues for a quarter of a century. It's not going to stop now. And getting a chance to talk with him, you see how very much he stayed on top of this, from how different states performed, how ballot measures in different states performed. He is very much in touch with what's going on nationally. And at the same time, he has the wisdom as a policymaker that comes with 8 years of experience.
And if Bill Clinton should decide to throw restraint aside and make his thoughts about politics public, he'd probably find a large and curious audience. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.